Meditation 11, My Chronic Disease.
My dear Lord Nityananda, I have a most chronic disease. It is called envy, and it is very contagious. People unknowingly look at me and think I'm a picture of good health. Little do they know how sick I really am and how dangerous my association with them could be. How is it that you have shown your mercy to others by placing them in complete ignorance or total transcendental bliss? With my limited knowledge, I desperately appeal to you, my dear Lord, and I ask, why am I so unfortunate? And what must I do? My dear Lord Nityananda, coming too close to me, people will see the most selfish brute they have ever met. People come to me for help and guidance. I have nothing to offer but being an expert thief. I take their kindness, affection, and love, and in return, I leave them empty-handed. What else can I do? I have been passed over by you, dear Lord, being 1,000 times more desperately in need. I call out to you. Why am I so unfortunate? What must I do? I am afraid of everything and everybody, because I am a fool, a first-class imbecile, pretending to be a scholar. I constantly look over my shoulder, wondering when someone will recognize the fool that I am and give me a big kick. You gave intelligence to so many of your servants, but as for me, you gave me neither the intelligence to know you nor the intelligence to fully ignore you. So I desperately appeal to you, my dear Lord. Why am I so unfortunate? What must I do? Most people think I'm quite competent because I'm able to anticipate situations and see ahead to complications before they occur. Little do they know that my attentiveness is due to fear. I scrutinize every situation carefully to see if there is any inconvenience or danger to me, being ready to run at a moment's notice. Anyone who associates with me for any length of time will develop phobias of a most serious nature. When you bless your servants with courage, you notice that I was too insecure to handle such a gift. Now I have been given the position of a general, leading people whom I can neither protect nor guide. So in desperation, I appeal to you and wonder, why am I so unfortunate? What must I do? My dear Lord Nityananda, you summoned your army and I joined them. We put on our uniforms as you looked on smilingly. I smiled too, happy to have the chance to represent you in the battle against the forces of illusion and degradation. I looked ahead, anticipating the victory, anxious to wield my transcendental weaponry. However, to my surprise, I found that you never arranged for me to have sufficient weapons. How was I to conquer without them? You know what a puffed-up fool I am. Knowing I would have claimed the credit for any success, you deliberately kept me from the front line. So I desperately appeal to you, Lord. Why am I so unfortunate? What must I do?